Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing breakup social media advice. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website, dateme.tips, to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing breakup social media advice. If you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, social media can seem very confusing. Should you post your feelings? Should you follow your ex? Can it be used to help try and get your ex back? In today's podcast, I will be giving you the information you need regarding social media after you have been dumped. There is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back, but if you do everything right, then you stand a great chance of one day hearing from them again. The first step is to use the no contact rule. The no contact rule is something people suggest you implement if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back. There are many different versions of a no-contact rule that you can find online, and I believe that my version will give you the best possible chance of trying to get your ex back. So I suggest that you subscribe to my podcasts so that you can familiarise yourself with my version of the no-contact rule. It's my belief that you should only contact your ex if they contact you first. This also includes social media. You shouldn't respond to anything your ex does online unless they clearly ask you a question. This could be via direct message or via the comments, where they've clearly asked you something. In this instance, I suggest you respond in a positive way and ask a question yourself at the end. This is a way to try and grow the conversation and rebuild your connection. If your ex posts an emoji, reaction, or anything else that isn't a clear question, you shouldn't respond or react. Social media can be used as a way to grow intrigue in your ex's mind. Post at least once a week something positive which will add value to yourself. If you upload a photo, make sure you are looking your best and remember to smile. Other ideas will be to post photos of places you visit and things that you do. If you're about to learn a new skill, then consider taking photos or screenshots showing everything you're about to learn. Examples could include an image of a new course book or maybe even a guitar if you are learning how to play a new instrument. It's just as important not to post things which could lessen your value in your ex's mind. Don't post anything negative or overly emotional. Instead, you want to paint a picture of you being happy, carefree, and fun. You shouldn't lie, but instead only post the positive, happy moments of your life. Building intrigue and excitement through what you upload will give you the best possible chance of success. At this point, I just want to mention my weekly wingman service. I can be your wingman for the week, providing you with bespoke motivational encouragement. This can be to help with your love life, as well as ingraining a self-improvement mindset. The course begins with an audio call for us to speak, and then moves on to emails. For more details on this service, and information on audio coaching and positivity boosts, please click the link in the description. Social media is a potential route for your ex to contact you. For this reason, you should want to try to keep this communication channel open. Ideally, you will position yourself so that your ex can see what you post, but you can't see theirs. Viewing your ex's social media will never make you feel happy. In a similar way, checking if your ex has looked at your social media will also likely cause you concern. Social media postings and viewing schedules rarely showcase someone's true mindset and generally will create more questions and negative feelings in your mind. If you think that your ex is living their best life without you, you are not likely to be feeling happy. You must put your mental health first. If you can't resist checking your ex's social media, then you will need to consider unfollowing or even blocking them. However, these decisions should be a last resort because it reduces the possibility of your ex reaching out to you in the future. Remember to use social media as a tool to help you, not to make you unhappy. If using social media causes you stress, then having a break is something to consider. Posting nothing at all is much better than posting something detrimental. No longer checking your ex's social media usage is often the most difficult thing to stop doing. If you manage to achieve this, you also need to ask your friends and family not to give you updates. You won't gain any benefit if someone else tells you what your ex has been posting. If you can follow this advice, then social media will be working for you rather than against you. If you feel that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description. Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get them back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next. Ain't no sweat, you know Vincent Bo got you. Finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.